In the sports talk radio justice world, mediocre quarterback play and porous tackling are considered especially heinous. On the Lance J Show, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad at Paragon 7 Studios. These are their stories.
Trading for Devontae Adams is not the answer to the Jets' woes. If you've watched Aaron Rodgers, as I've watched, I've seen every Jets game this season. I watch a lot of tape on football as a part of my job so I can have an intelligent conversation. If you watch Aaron Rodgers, he looks like an old, weathered, beaten man. Now, he's a champion. He's one of the best quarterbacks of this generation. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. But Devontae Adams is not going to solve the Jets' problems. The Jets have two major issues. A, they have an elderly quarterback that really can't move anymore. Their line can't protect him, and he can't extend plays like he used to. On the pick that he threw on Monday night, he underthrew. He had a receiver that was open. He underthrew the receiver because Aaron Rodgers doesn't have the mustard on the fastball like he used to. And there's nothing wrong with that. Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old. You're not going to do the same things at 40 unless you're LeBron James, unless you're Tom Brady. And Aaron Rodgers, I'm not going to judge him. It doesn't seem like he has the same commitment to the sport in his body. The older you get, Tom Brady at age 40 was working even harder. He's eating avocado toast and all these other low-carb things to keep his body flexible. And he was all in on football so much that it had an adverse impact on his personal life, on his marriage, all of those things. LeBron James spends millions of dollars annually on his body so he can continue to be in the phenomenal shape that he's in. Aaron Rodgers is out doing a retreat and taking laxatives and projectile vomiting, toxins out. Like he's not doing the same thing. Like Aaron Rodgers is out on a darkness retreat as opposed to studying film and working out and making sure that he's adding a little bit of muscle or trying to stay nimble, all of those things. Aaron Rodgers going in a completely different direction. Other issue with the Jets, I said this last week, they're just a bad culture. You're not going to out-culture incompetence at the top. They have a bad owner. They're in a bad stadium. New Jersey is not necessarily the nicest place in the world to play. They have a whole lot of things that are going against them. I mean, you literally have in the swamp where the Meadowlands are, people literally feel that Jimmy Hoffa is buried under there. That's where Jimmy Hoffa's grave is. So I like the fact that the Jets are going all in, so to speak, and that they're bringing Devontae Adams. If I was Devontae Adams, I wouldn't want to go to the Jets. That's a dumpster fire. I'd much rather be in Vegas losing than be in New York losing. Because in Vegas, it's about 30 degrees warmer in the winter. In Vegas, you have so many sites. In Vegas, you could buy a house much cheaper. Your money goes a lot further. I don't think there are state taxes in Nevada. In New York, you'll be taxed to death. And you're still going to go 7-10. So maybe you go 6-11 in Vegas or 5-12. But neither of these teams is going deep into the playoffs. I don't think the Jets are going to the playoffs. And I've said repeatedly, particularly last week, I've said that this is such a parallel to organizations that you see because Aaron Rodgers doesn't take any blame. He threw his receiver under the bus after throwing a pick that cost them the game. Now, I get they had a kicker, missed several kicks. It's not easy to kick in the Meadowlands because of the swirling winds. But Aaron Rodgers didn't take any accountability, any blame for the mistakes. He just said, hey, the receiver ran the wrong route because I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm perfect. I could not have made the mistake. Who wants to work? We all work with people like that, that don't take any accountability, that make bad decisions. They bring bad energy. I remember when my good friend Shannon Holt used to co-host the show. Shannon's a model, and she's into yoga, and she's in a lot of stuff that Aaron Rodgers is into. The way she eats, the way that she lives her life. I think that she's out in Costa Rica somewhere. But she used to talk about low vibrational energy. And we all have people in our lives. We have people that when their number pops up on the phone, it's just like, oh boy, not this dude. Not this woman. You know there's going to be a negative conversation. You know it's going to be an egocentric, self-centered conversation. And Aaron Rodgers brings that. And a lot of people that we work with in our day jobs, it's the same thing. A lot of our bosses, a lot of management, sometimes we're that person. But a lot of us have either been that person, are that person, or work with that person. We're all in a different place on the spectrum. But it's difficult to work with someone that is a low vibrational individual that doesn't take any accountability. And I think bringing in Davante Adams, you can shuffle the chairs on the Titanic, but that mother bleeper is still going down. It's still sinking. It's still a abandoned ship. So you look at the Jets schedule, they may be able to scratch out 8 or 9 wins. I don't know. The AFC is not as good as we thought. Maybe if you get to 9 wins, you might have a shot at the playoffs. But nobody thinks that the Jets are going to beat the Bills in the playoffs or the Chiefs in the playoffs or the Ravens in the playoffs or the Chargers in the playoffs. Nobody thinks that that's an option. Pivoting, this is we're talking about Las Vegas and the Raiders in particular. Former Oakland Raider, and I know him from being a Seattle Seahawk, Marshawn Lynch, was on a podcast, and he actually hinted that he's thinking about running for mayor of Oakland. And I find that to be extremely dope. I hope that that's not just a joke or for clicks or for laughs, but I'm a huge Marshawn Lynch fan. I love people, first and foremost. I love people that swear a lot. And nobody swears quite as much as Marshawn Lynch. And very few people are as authentically themselves as Marshawn Lynch. And I can imagine, can you imagine him being on Channel 4 News talking about whatever's going on in Oakland at the legislative county boards? You know, you're getting in, you're trying to find a new alderman. You're trying to figure out who the board of directors is for the liquor licenses locally. You're talking about the police force and crime in the Oakland-Richmond area. You're talking about transportation. You have all of those budgets, and it's freaking Marshawn Lynch in the big boy seat, like Mayor Carchetti on The Wire. That would be absolutely awesome. I used to bump into Marshawn Lynch when I lived in downtown Seattle, when I was in Seattle. And I lived downtown, like right next to the Space Needle. I would actually see Marshawn Lynch's Lambo parked occasionally at different venues. And Marshawn Lynch had these velvet ropes that he would put around his Lamborghini, which was hilarious. Like, you'd see a Lamborghini, and he would pop out a Lamborghini, and he would pull out his own velvet ropes. Like, he literally created his own valet parking where there was not valet parking. So I'm a huge Marshawn Lynch fan. I talk often. We love to talk about the negative things that people have done whenever an artist or an athlete gets arrested or there's domestic violence or they're addicted to some type of drug or they have a DUI or substance abuse, something like that. We really talk about it for hours and hours, but I like talking about these stories. I think that Marshawn Lynch becoming a community servant and giving back to his community of Oakland, I just think that that's a phenomenal story. I hope that it's true. HR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 100.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7
of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices,
stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses
and we need our doctors,
but hospitals and insurers
rigging A system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patients.
James Lewis.
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ali, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
You were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Regine from the Maryland Proton Treatment Center. Here at one of our patients, Alicia, right?
Precisely.
For solid tumors anywhere in the body, proton therapy is a great choice. Right, Alicia?
Precisely.
Because it allows us to precisely target just the tumor.
Precisely.
Which means fewer side effects and a lower risk of second cancers. I know. Precisely. Learn more at askforprotons.com.
I love my kids, but I also love not being broke. So this back-to-school season, I'm just gonna spend less on them. Amazon has low prices on everything kids need. Like a water bottle they definitely won't lose.
Mm-mm.
Tablets, because how else are parents supposed to take a break from their kids that are always around? Sports stuff, for whatever sport this is. All the latest lit, Rizzy Riz clothes. No cap. What is Cap? And lunch boxes for a homemade meal that they'll barely touch.
Quest? What the fudge?
So spend less on your favorite little freeloaders with Amazon. Because every dollar you don't spend on them is a dollar you haven't spent on them.